In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I've come to the conclusion that Thanksgiving is kind of a strange holiday, because there are people who love it. It's one of their favorite days of the whole year. And there are people who dread it. Now, why do people love Thanksgiving? Well, there are sick puppies out there who love it because it is the day before Black Friday. And they plan their attack upon the stores 5 in the morning. And so they eat and carb load and get everything ready so that they can elbow other people out of the way and they can get those great deals. If that's your thing, more power to you. Except, remember, charity does not take a break on Good Friday. The golden rule is not suspended. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And there are people who simply love the food. And let's put it, the food on Thanksgiving is usually great, except for the sick puppies who make giblet gravy. Or Brussels sprouts. Bad stuff. Then there's my strange uncle who doesn't like pumpkin pie. He likes apple pie, which is why I have an apple pie sitting in my car to take down to Mom's. Then there are people who love the parades. As I was commenting on Facebook this morning, I don't like parades that much. I figure if they don't have tanks or hussars, no big deal. And then I hear there's some football games today. People love those. And then there are people who love Thanksgiving because they get to see their family. And then there are the people, and these are not mutually exclusive, who love Thanksgiving because it is a time to give thanks, to step back and to look at all of the good things that God has given us and to say thank you. You know, if we did this more often, our lives would be a lot better. Because if you're like me, or most people, we tend to focus in on what needs to be fixed, what is missing, instead of looking at all that we have. And one of the great remedies for dissatisfaction in life is to sit down and make a list. Now, a few years ago, I encouraged people to do that at this very Mass. And one of our parishioners, former parishioners now, did it, and she's got a great sense of humor. She wrote jewelry on the top of her list and put it on the fridge. And I actually saw this, and I have tormented her about this ever since. You can be thankful for jewelry, but there's probably some other things that should be up on the list. So those are the people who love Thanksgiving. Then there are the people who dread Thanksgiving. Some people dread Thanksgiving for some of the same reason that other people love it. Family. You know, one of the sad things is that sometimes when we get together as family or friends or even in a church community, what we focus in, again, is what's lacking, what drives us apart. No doubt there's that cousin out there who still holds a grudge for you're beating him in Monopoly when you were 8 years old. Or you have the aunt who likes to tell you everything that's wrong in your life. Or the person who has to show off all of their new stuff that you don't have, and they're very happy that you don't have it. Now, I had a cousin who was, when I was growing up, who was a little difficult at Thanksgiving. And so we got to the point where we actually dreaded him coming. And now I kind of miss him. Because in spite of all his flaws, he's still my cousin. Some people dread Thanksgiving because someone isn't here this year. It may be the person died. This is, by the way, Thanksgiving is the day that I remember my grandmother more than any other. And that's because she cooked Thanksgiving dinner. She did a great job of it. And so it's kind of different. You know, we thank God for the wonderful memories and we miss the person who's there. Or it might be that the family is kind of broken up and the kids are with the other parent. Or it could be that just you're alone for whatever reason. You know, that was one of my worst Thanksgivings, was when the one year I got stuck up at the seminary on Thanksgiving. I couldn't come home, and there were like about 8 of us. And we were like the kids stuck at Hogwarts over Christmas break, only there was no cloak of invisibility to make things interesting. Well, even on these days, we can give thanks for the family that we have. We can give thanks for the people who were in our life, who aren't, who may be coming back or may not, and we can offer up a prayer for them. And we can even endure our pesky relatives. Just a suggestion to make Thanksgiving a little better. Don't take the bait. You know, they put out something, try to start a fight. Don't play the game. And even take a little stock beforehand and make sure you're not the one who's going to start the fight. But in all things, we need to give thanks. And especially, it's a wonderful thing that you've taken the time out of your busy day, and I know how it's busy. Cooking Thanksgiving dinner is not a good thing, because I have to do it when I get down to Salt Lake, because it's my job to put everything in the oven and time it and all of that. Even though we're busy, even though we have all these other things going on, you have chosen this day to come here and give thanks to God for the greatest gift that we have, God Himself in the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you had nothing else in your life, nothing but Jesus, you would have an overwhelming cause to give thanks. Because with Him is everlasting life. With Him is freedom from sin and all temptation. With Him is the prospect of eternal glory with the Father forever. And so with that, you can get through anything, even your obnoxious uncle who likes to belch at the table. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.